Okay, it's just gone 10 o'clock on Saturday the 5th of February. Mike Finnerty from the Mayo News filing this Allianz National Football League Division 1 report. It's just finished at McHale Park. Mayo 1-13 down, 3 goals and 7, a draw. We've drawn with Down for the first time in our meetings down through the years in the National League, and I definitely would think a point gained after trailing at half time by 4 points, trailing by 5 points midway through the second half. The Mayo lads launched yet another revival and hit 5 points in a row. Really good second half performance, and to be honest, when the final whistle blew, we're pushing for the winner. I'd say James Horn will be fairly pleased overall. Jason Gibbons on his debut played a stormer in the middle of the field, taken off with about 10 minutes to go when he could give no more. Kyle Hallinan, you know, did quite well in the full back line. Certainly wasn't disgraced. And Richie Feeney gave as good as he got as well. But I suppose ultimately it was Andy Morden with 6 points. Alan Dillon, Ronan McGarrity in the closing stages. And Tom Parsons when he came in off the bench. You know, it was those guys that probably did most to haul Mayo back into contention. And Alan Freeman as well at a super game. Got a goal in the first half and was taken off injured during the second half. Unbelievable start. A freakish goal down scored after 2.5 minutes. 45 from Martin Clark. Shot into the heart of the Mayo goal mouth and missed by everybody. Clipped Ronan McGarrity's shin and flew in past Kenneth O'Malley. So Mayo couldn't have got a worse possible start, and just when they were starting to get back into it and get their feet, Down broke upfield and got a second goal, John Clark, midway through the second half. And at that stage, Martin Clark and Coulter in particular were causing a lot of problems, and Down just were that bit smarter, that bit more clever on the ball around the middle of the field, and were spotting the openings and spotting the gaps. And I suppose Mayo's naivety maybe a little bit was being exposed. A lot of guys playing in new positions for the first time, and it was just taking them a while to get to the pace of the game. But a brilliant goal from Alan Freeman in the second quarter brought Mayo right back into it. He ran right at the heart of the Down defence after being moved out to centre forward. Aidan O'Shea, who had a fairly disappointing night, he was moved into full forward, and Freeman ran right through the middle, rode a couple of tackles and managed to squeeze the ball into the net. But it was really in the second half that Mayo upped the ante. And despite conceding a third goal 15 minutes into the second half, when Down put together a really, really good move, it went the length of the field, moving the ball quickly with the hand and the boot. And Peter Fitzpatrick, at the very end of the move, he was trying to slip the ball through, I think, to a guy in his shoulder. Ronan McGarrity came in to try and intercept and ended up only in slapping the ball into his own net. And when that ball hit the net, Down's third goal, you just felt it wasn't going to be Mayo's night, because at that stage we'd fallen 5 points behind again, and you know, it just looked like we wouldn't be able to come back. But the boys really, really dug in, and James Horan started firing in some subs, and certainly Parsons made a big, big difference. And Dylan and Andy came into their own. Andy kicked 3 massive points from frees to get the show on the road. And there was another point as well from Kevin McLaughlin, and one from Enda Varley near the end. I mean, Mayo had the crowd behind them at that stage and were going for everything. But in the end, Down did just enough. They nicked a couple of scores at the other end. Draw, probably a fair result. But definitely a good start to the National League for Mayo, particularly the second half performance. Crowd of about 5,500 people in McHale Park. And certainly I'd say most of them left fairly happy. Mayo showed great spirit. Showed a good attitude and showed that they're not afraid to come from behind. And now it's Kerry who come to Castlebar in 2 weeks' time for the second round. And I think certainly the fact that Mayo took something from this game will make going back to training on Tuesday night that bit easier. So that's the story. It's Saturday night. It's time to enjoy what's left of this weekend. And it finished Mayo 1-13 down 3-7 after a fairly wet and wintry night in Castlebar.